the first ever multi-faith event where a Muslim had a conversation with a Christian, in the sense where non-Muslims were gathered and a Muslim had an opportunity to express the beautiful religion of Islam to people who were curious about the truth. When Ja'far ibn Abi Talib arrived in Ethiopia, Najashi was very curious to know who these people were. And he asked them, "Are you Christians?" And they said, "No." "So are you Jews?" They said, "No." And they said, "What are you? What religion do you follow?" And Najashi had no idea that there was a religion that was called Islam and had no background on information and revelation that was given to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So when Ja'far radiallahu anhu finally gets an opportunity to have a dialogue, at the same time, we all know from the beautiful seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the Meccans sent a delegation to Ethiopia to intercept the Muslims, saying that the Muslims who migrated to Ethiopia are criminals and rebels, and their family has sent us to bring them back to the community of Mecca. And of course, the leadership in Mecca wanted to abuse them and treat them in a hostile environment. Nevertheless, when Najashi Negus asked the Muslim community, "Is there anything that you know that you brought that was revealed to your Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam?" And this is one of the first time that Najashi is able to hear the Quran. Keep in mind, Sirah ibn Hisham, the author, writes that the native language of Najashi was not Arabic. He spoke a dialect that was common in the African continent at that time. So he wasn't really an expert in the language of Arabic. He understood few words from the language because of the trade caravans that went by. But his reaction is phenomenal. And this is very important because a lot of Muslims who are not native to the language of the Quran, they also get affected. It's not only Arabs or people who understand Arabic. So many times, if you watch the footage of recitation that's happening in Mecca and Medina, and as the camera rolls across the sufuf, the rows of Muslims praying around the Kaaba, you see people from all backgrounds, people from the subcontinent, people from Indonesia, Malaysia, China, Russia, Europe, United States, Middle East, and you see them crying. You see them weeping. And that really tells you understanding the Quran is very important, but the Quran has an inevitable impact even if you don't understand it. Listen to Najashi when he asks Ja'far. He says, "Ja'far, please recite something. Let me hear something that was revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam." And Ja'far ibn Abi Talib, a very smart, very, you know, calm person who understood the situation, had wisdom, and he recites a surah that was relatable to the Christian community of Abyssinia, because Najashi was a Christian. And he recited the verses of Surah Maryam. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كافها يا عين صاد ذكر رحمة ربك عبده زكريا إذ نادى ربه نداء خفيا قال رب إني وهن العظم مني واشتعل الرأس شيبا ولم أكن بدعائك رب شقيا. And Surah Maryam is basically speaking about the mother of Jesus, Maryam alayhi salam, and Isa alayhi salam being the son of Mary, not the son of God. And it's basically the message of Tawheed, the oneness, the oneness of God, and laying down the foundation of our belief in Christianity and the belief that we have of Jesus, speaking about the family of Isa alayhi salam, Zakariya and Yahya. So this is a very powerful surah, and Najashi knows the background of the surah. He's listening, and all the bishops are listening, all the priests are listening, the chambers are full. And as he recites 2-3 pages to this new community that never heard the Quran, it says, "Fabakat," they all wept. "Hatta ballat luha'ahum," said they all had beards. They were holy, righteous people. their entire beard was drenched. And it says the books that they had opened to do a cross-examination of Ja'far's statement, their books were moist. And Najashi was just amazed after listening to the Quran. He says, Wallahi, if it wasn't for the responsibility of my kingdom, I would leave Abyssinia and go serve Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I would go kiss his feet. I would carry his shoes. This is how I honor this man, because this is the same revelation that was given to previous prophets. Lamishkat and Wahid. So right away, Najashi and the community around, the entire chamber of bishops and priests that were listening, they all wept. And here is when Najashi became Muslim. Listening to the Quran from the mouth of Ja'far opened the heart of the king of Abyssinia, which converted him to Islam. Not only did it convert him to Islam, he became one of the first supporters of Islam. And when he passed away, the Prophet ﷺ got up and he went out in the public on a plain field, and he gathered all the Sahaba and he did an absentee funeral for Negus all the way while his body was resting in Ethiopia. The Prophet ﷺ had never done this before and never did it after. Only person he gave such tribute to was Najashi, because he supported the Muslim community. And he always wanted to be there to support the Prophet ﷺ. And he did from a distance, but the Prophet ﷺ appreciated him. But what caused this effect was the Quran. What caused this impact? It was the Quran. This is why when we have these multicultural events or interfaith event, and the Quran is recited, you can see on the faces of the non-Muslim audience the impact of the Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that belief, that understanding, the true beauty of the Quran, where it impacts us and affects us, where we can live it and die with it.